Yeah, that's right. He's a motherfucking G. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and it is time for Spiritual Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He and his wife, Erica, live there as well and are the proud parents of their first son, young Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. Happy 2014 as we get into the end of January. It's flying by.
As always. So let's have a health and welfare update on young Judah Andrew Sams, please. Well, how is the young fella doing?
Oh, so glad you asked. You know, I think we're getting towards the end of when I can refer to his age in months. He's 21 months old. Pretty soon he's going to be 2 and then 3 and then 23.
Wow.
So he's getting huge. Oh, I think he linked his first sentence together. I had no idea what he said, but it was at least 7 words. A lot of fun. He's about 300% boy, as my wife says.
He walks fully on his own now.
He walks fully. He runs. He climbs. His favorite thing, and I have to hover over him like a helicopter parent, but we're actually in the middle of moving to our first home. Not too far away, thank you, but he loves ladders. And I cannot pull him off of a ladder quick enough, but I have to be right by his side, but he's fearless.
Oh, wow. I can't wait till you get him on a surfboard and maybe skis as well, or a snowboard.
So fun.
That'll be great as well. So did you hear the news about Dr. Weberman?
I didn't.
She is expecting a baby.
Congratulations. I'll have to send her my regards.
Please,
how exciting.
Please. And if you know much about it, she's had a struggle along the way to get pregnant and now is pregnant. And I think they're having a baby boy. I actually forgot.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, she announced it last week, and we're going to do the same thing with her that we did with you, which is now that she's public, she didn't want to go public until, you know, she was sure that it was sticking, so to speak. Now that she's public, we are going to follow the health and welfare of her baby in the womb, and then, of course, all the news about the birth and the growth of her child, just like we do with you.
How exciting. How exciting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I really do feel like we're able to sort of give the circle of life on my show with my two of my favorite guests, regular guests. So it's very, very cool. So I'm wondering, given that we all live, meaning you and I, in the community that surrounds the infamous Justin Bieber, what reaction, if any, you've noticed? There probably hasn't been time for you to really see a lot of the kids. Maybe this Sunday you'll get some feedback. But what are your thoughts on what's going on in general? I really don't care a whole lot about him in particular, though. It's you know, I'd hate to see him crash and burn. I couldn't name a Justin Bieber song, by the way, nor could I name a Miley Cyrus song. So it's not that I have a judgment one way or the other on his talent. It's actually irrelevant to me. It's his behavior that I care about and his modeling and poor modeling for other kids and, to some degree, from what you told me on the break, some poor parenting going on with Dad. So why don't you bring us up to date on that information that you just heard and any other thoughts you have?
Yeah, you know, I woke up this morning getting ready for the day and had the news on, you know, top story, Justin Bieber getting arrested for a variety of things in Miami. And as I was listening to the tail end of the last segment, you were talking about, you know, parents, where are they? And reportedly, and it's all over the news right now and all the outlets, are saying that Justin's dad, Jeremy's, I believe, 38, young dad, was not only there at the scene of his DUI drag racing arrest, but reportedly, and of course, you know how the news outlets go, but reportedly helped block the street so his son could race with his friend, those two Lamborghinis down the street.
I actually think you have it wrong. I think it might have been a Ferrari. And I've written a column called Best Friend or Best Parent, and most parents tend to want to be the best friend. Sounds like if this is true, that the Biebs' dad is looking to be his best buddy and is clearly not being the best parent, and it's very sad.
Yeah, we've talked about that over the years. That, yeah. You know, we see that so often, and you've written that column, and I think it's so true. Parents, it's so hard to make the tough decision to be the best parent. It's much easier to be the best friend, like you said. And that's what we need, not only Justin, but, you know, all teens, all kids. Our society needs better parents, not just best friends.
Well, and it's having the hard talk sometimes. I mean, this morning I got a call And I hope I'm not bridging any or breaking any confidence. I hope not. And if I am, I apologize to my son. But my older son called me, and he was in a little distress. He's not happy being back at college. He's in Boston, where it's, you know, minus 200, and the school was closed yesterday, and he's, you know, locked in his dorm where the food sucks. And, you know, he was just miserable, and he was sort of whining and complaining, and there was a side of him, I think, that would have loved me to just let him drop out. And I thought to myself, well, how do I respond? You know, and I chose the best parent response. And I didn't tell him what he wanted to hear, but I tried very much to tell him about, you know, the value of sticking things out, the value of seeing it through, the value of, at the very least, seeing through the semester that's already paid for, the value he will have from accomplishing it, even if it's hard. The fact that people go to work every day and they don't want to go to work, but you can't just run away. And as I was listening to myself, I know I'm saying the right thing, but I'm not going to be his best friend doing that. And I was risking, because he's a volatile and highly emotional and moody guy, just like his old man, I was risking getting blowback. But I said, I have to do that. And it's the harder choice. I was glad for it. And thankfully, to his credit, he was listening. He wasn't happy to hear he wanted me to agree with him and say, oh, you know, son, man, why don't you just get on a plane and come home? I mean, that's probably what he wanted to hear, but he knew he wasn't going to hear that from me. But some parents might have done that.
Yeah, yeah, and he needs that. And like I said, the world needs better parents. You know, I think one thing, even as I've thought about your column from this week, that so much of the world we live in, people, I myself slip into this sometimes, where I feel like I'm the center of the universe. And I have a friend, he's so funny, he's got this dry sense of humor, and he says, if he ever notices me being selfish or self-absorbed, he says, oh, I'm sorry. I know this is your world, and I'm just living in it. And, you know, when you just traveled, you spent this time traveling, you got outside of your normal routine, your normal patterns of life, and in a sense, you got outside yourself, and you realized and grew tremendously, realized that the world doesn't center around you. Now, you didn't have that problem before, but I think sometimes...
Oh, sure, I do sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, but, you know, I think... Justin, and I don't know him personally, but I can just speak for myself. Sometimes I can be the center of the universe, and sometimes it takes a change of perspective. And boy, did I see that with you and your column this week. How changed are you, even just coming back? You know, coming back to Calabasas, having this wonderful experience, changes you, doesn't it?
It was life-altering, there's no question. This is actually the third time I've been to Africa, but this one was a much longer, sustained period of time. And the contrast, I wrote a column that's yet to be published. It's called Dubai to Mumbai, Decadence to Deprivation. And we spent several days in Dubai and Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, which is probably the richest place in the world. And we saw extraordinary extravagances. The world's tallest building. I mean, islands built, the Palm Island built into the ocean. I mean, unbelievable. The 7- and 8-star hotels. We had a high tea that cost $100 a person. Okay, that's the amount of money some families in Africa live on for 3 months. And we then went to India a few days later and saw the poorest of the poor of the poor. And the contrast within a few short days was, unless you're unconscious, you can't help but be affected. And then we went back to our ship, where they throw away more food every day that could feed a whole village in Africa. And we sit down and I order food and I'm feeling guilty as I get a big steak. I actually broke my vegan diet on this trip. And I'm full and I leave half of it. This food going to waste that we just eat, throw away stuff from our refrigerator if it's slightly rotten.
But you perhaps wouldn't have even noticed that had you not been to India, Africa.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking about. Our young people, if they could get exposed to this a little bit more by giving back, even in, you don't have to go to Africa. Just go to a poor area in our country. Go to a soup kitchen. Go to a homeless shelter. Go to a cancer ward at a hospital for children. Okay. Just get a little perspective, dude. Justin Bieber, I don't mean you, of course. Justin Bieber, do you understand that you're the luckiest human being on the planet? Okay, with all your millions and your Ferraris and Lamborghinis, what are you doing to help the world?
you know, on the topic of travel, this quote I love, and it says, it starts with a question, why do you go away? So that you can come back, so that you can see the place you came from with new eyes and extra colors, and the people there see you differently too. Coming back to where you started is not the same as never leaving. Talk about a change of perspective.
Well, for me, by the way, the biggest part of travel is the people. Getting to understand other people in other parts of the world. I'm curious, you know, we only have a minute left, but do you have anything of biblical reference that relates to what we've been talking about that comes to mind?
Wow. So, from Justin Bieber to traveling,
perspective on the world or gratitude maybe is something that maybe you could pull one out of your hat.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're going through actually the book of Ecclesiastes right now at our church. We're spending 6 weeks on it, taking a look at this wisdom that came from King Solomon, described as the wisest person who ever lived. And he talks so much about that perspective. And he kind of contrasts two different types of wisdom. There's what he calls under-the-sun wisdom. It's kind of like just from a human perspective. Or there's above-the-sun wisdom. It's a above-the-sun perspective. It's coming from God's perspective. And, you know, I think the ultimate form of travel isn't just these experiences, but when you can see the world around you from God's point of view. And we see that, revealed in Scripture. But as we travel and put ourselves in other people's shoes, we can, in a sense, get outside of ourselves and really get out of the kind of narrow mindset wisdom that we have without it.
Well, I love that. I love that. Ecclesiastes is also such a great, great part of the Bible. There's a lot of beauty in those words and those chapters. So, where are you not blogging, or have you resumed blogging?
Not yet. Hey, here we are coming on a couple of years of me not blogging. I got to get back on the horse. But on all social media, I'm at Surfer Drew.
All right, and have you been surfing lately?
I have a little bit over the break. Great waves, great waves.
Good, good, good. Let's talk further about what we talked about on break, about maybe doing some kind of seminar about teaching our kids the value of the world and giving back through maybe some of the experiences I had and the videos I could share.
Wonderful.
It would be a great thing. Okay, stay tuned. I got a special last-minute guest coming up after these messages.
Let me tell you a little story about a dude I know. His name is Bruce Allen.